We went from a wet spring to a very dry summer. And in fact, by the end of the year, most folks around the state would tell me we ran out of moisture and saw some yield impact because of it. This year, different story. We've got moisture. Now, actually, for the first time in several years, we've actually got a couple pockets in the state where there's been too much water. We actually have some drowned out spots and some crops, some corn that just looks a little slow because it's got its feet wet. But boy, as I travel, and I've been all over, the crop looks fantastic. It's that dark green that you want to see this time of year. Tassels are out. So whether you look at the drought map or you look at the crop or you look at that precipitation, we're kind of right where we want to be in the middle of July. In fact, I think we're going to say that the July already, we had basically hit our kind of average for the month of July, historical average for the month of July when we were just halfway through. So that's the kind of active weather pattern that we've seen.